This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. India has condemned the attack on a Hindu temple in Canada's Ontario perpetrated by extremists and separatists at Brampton. New Delhi has expressed deep concern about the safety and security of Indian nationals in Canada. Strongly condemning the attack, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in a social media post that cowardly attempts to intimidate countries' diplomats are equally appalling. He asserted that such acts of violence will never weaken the country's resolve. Mr. Modi called on Canadian government to ensure justice and uphold the rule of law. Earlier, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal asked the Canada government to ensure that all places of worship are protected from such attacks. He said India also expects that those indulging in violence will be prosecuted. In a statement, the Indian High Commission in Ottawa expressed disappointment at the violent disruption outside the consular camp in Brampton, Ontario. Campaigning is gaining momentum for assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase elections in Maharashtra. Leaders of all political parties are busy in holding rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed election meetings at Chetna Maidan in Gadhwa and in Chaibasa yesterday. In his Vijay Sankalp Sabha in Chaibasa, Mr. Modi said the union government has empowered Adivasis across the state, but Hemant Soren-led government has humiliated them. The PM criticized the JMM-led coalition in Jharkhand for allegedly supporting Bangladeshi infiltrators. Mr. Modi said, appeasement politics has reached its peak in Jharkhand, and if this continues, it will pose a threat to both tribal society and the country. Leaders of India bloc are also addressing rallies across the state to woo voters in favor of their party candidates. In a rally in Simdega, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren alleged that tenure of his government was not completed due to conspiracy of opposition. The date for by-elections in 14 assembly constituencies of Kerala, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh has been changed. The Election Commission has announced the change of dates. The polling will now be held on the 20th of this month instead of the 13th of November. Counting of votes will, however, take place on the 23rd of November as earlier. The Commission had received representations from various political parties including the BJP, Congress, BSP and some social organizations demanding the change in date of poll due to large-scale social, cultural and religious engagements on that day. The government said that over 25 million applications have been submitted under the PM Vishwakarma scheme since its launch. Out of these, more than 2 million applicants have successfully registered following a thorough three-step verification process. The Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises said that the scheme, which was launched last year in September, has garnered remarkable interest. Nearly 1 million registered artisans have benefited from toolkit incentives of up to 15,000 rupees through these e-vouchers, enabling them to acquire modern tools that enhance their craftsmanship. The government of Andhra Pradesh has introduced a new sports policy to establish the state as a leading sports hub in India. Chief Minister Nara Chandrababu Naidu approved the new sports policy in Amaravati Secretariat with the objectives of talent development, a robust sports ecosystem, global visibility and job security for athletes. Under the new policy, sports job reservation in government positions has increased from 2% to 3%. Rewards for medalists have been significantly boosted, with Olympic gold medalists now receiving 7 crore rupees, silver medalists 5 crore rupees and bronze medalists 3 crore rupees. Participants in the Olympics and Asian Games will also receive increased rewards, with each Olympic participant awarded 50 lakh rupees. In Uttarakhand, at least 36 people have been killed and 27 injured when a bus plunged into a deep gorge at Kupi in Almora. Our correspondent reports that the ill-fated bus was travelling from Pauri's Naini Danda to Ramnagar with 55 passengers on board. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, State Governor Gurmeet Singh and Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami have expressed deep sorrow over the tragic loss of lives. And that is the end of this news bulletin.